Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, December 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers return to Lambeau Field Sunday to take on the Atlanta Falcons. Last time out, a disaster in Detroit against the Lions. It was the Pack's eighth consecutive game after their early bye in September. But head coach Mike McCarthy says the mini break after Thanksgiving was welcome.
It's definitely rejuvenated us physically, and I would hope so. Mentally. So the energy has been excellent. Like I said, everybody's in tune and understands the importance of this opportunity in front of us. The work ethic, the energy, the practice so far, we put together three good days.
Packers are 5-6-1. The Falcons coming in at 3-9, and it is going to be cold on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Wide receiver James Jones has some advice for the kids on dealing with the chilly temperatures.
Play comfortable. So if it means putting sleeves on, put some sleeves on. We don't need no tough guys.
There's something to be said, though, for just that little extra focus with a cold ball.
The ball's frozen. I mean, it's blown up. Your fingers is frozen. One thing I always tell the young dudes is expect the worst. When you go out there or even before you go out there, know in your head and in your mind, it's going to be cold, but I got to play anyway, and I got to play at a high level. So whatever I got to do to make the plays, I got to do it.
Packers and Falcons kick it off at noon Sunday at Lambeau Field. The NFL weekend kicked off in Jacksonville Thursday night, and the Jaguars defeated the Houston Texans 27-20. Chad Henne throwing a pair of touchdown passes. A wide receiver also threw a touchdown pass on a end around. Jags have won three in a row to improve to 4-9. Texans started the year with two straight wins, but Gary Kubiak now really on the hot seat after they've lost 11 consecutive games. And Kubiak said this one was particularly sloppy.
22 or 23 penalties in the game, and the only ones I'm concerned about are ours. And, they were huge penalties, pass interference, down the field penalties, those type of things. That's, that's on me. I'm the coach. That's discipline. It's ridiculous. There's no way you should have that many penalties in a football game.
College football Saturday has conference championship games. In the Big Ten, Ohio State against Michigan State, Auburn against Missouri in the SEC, Florida State against Duke for the ACC title. Seminoles quarterback Jameis Winston found out on Thursday he will not face charges after being accused of sexual assault in 2012. The Florida State's attorney is Willie Meggs.
We've carefully examined all the evidence in this case and have concluded that no charges will be filed against anyone in this case.
Stanford and Arizona State will play for the Pac-12 championship on Saturday night. Elsewhere in sports, NBA action, three games on the Thursday schedule. It was the New York Knicks beating the Brooklyn Nets 113-83. Carmelo Anthony leading the way with 19 points just a day after he admitted his team was playing like a laughingstock. Only the fourth win of the year for the Knickerbockers. Head coach Mike Woodson said, happy to finally get over someone.
We've been playing pretty good basketball. We just couldn't close some games. And I thought tonight, across the board, everybody was committed. Everybody that played, gave us something when they were on the floor. And that's, that's what it's going to take for us to get out of this hole.
The Memphis Grizzlies fell to the LA Clippers 101-81. The Chicago Bulls took care of the Miami Heat at the United Center 107-87. Carlos Boozer with 27 points leading the way. Boozer says this was a hard-earned victory.
We've had so many close games in the last week or so, whether it was the Utah game or the Cleveland game at Cleveland. The Pelican game obviously was, very winnable for us as well. We've had games where we put a lot of hard work in and didn't get rewarded for the win. And tonight we got rewarded.
Milwaukee Bucks in Washington on Friday night to take on the Wizards. In the National Hockey League, the New York Rangers beat the Buffalo Sabres 3-1. Toronto 3, Dallas 2 in overtime. Trevor Smith netting the game-winning goal.
We worked it down low and just get up to guards up top, and I just kind of went to the net, and I knew guards were going to shoot it for a tip, and it's a little bit in the air. I just tried to get my stick on it, and it went in.
Pittsburgh made it 5 in a row, 5-1 over San Jose. Montreal shaded Boston 2-1. It was Tampa Bay 3, Ottawa 1. Florida beat Winnipeg 5-2. St. Louis a 5-1 victory over the New York Islanders. Jeff Skinner a hat trick leading Carolina past Nashville 5-2. Minnesota gets by Chicago 4-3. And Edmonton routed Colorado 8-2. Taylor Hall with a hat trick on an offensive night.
The guys were in the right spots. We're getting clears at the right times. And it seems like we have a good mix with our special teams right now. So we got to keep that going. It seems to be the engine that kind of drives us, and from there we find our game 5-on-5.
Green Bay Gamblers defeated the Indiana Ice 4-3 in overtime on the road. Matthew Weiss with the game-winning goal. Gamblers pulled it within a point of the Eastern Conference lead in the USHL. They'll be at Cedar Rapids on Friday night. Milwaukee Brewers have traded outfielder Nori Aoki to the Kansas City Royals for 24-year-old left-handed pitcher Will Smith. Aoki hit .286 for the Brewers last year with 40 infield hits, second most in the league. Smith has been a reliever and a starter. General manager Doug Melvin looking for a left-handed arm in his rotation. In 2 years with the parent club, Smith went 8-10 with a 4.76 earned run average. And the move of Aoki will open up right field for Ryan Braun next season. Chris Davis expected to play left field for the Brewers. Minnesota Twins have signed Yankee free agent pitcher Phil Hughes to a 3-year, $24 million contract. And pending the passing of a physical, the Boston Red Sox will sign former St. Louis closer Edward Mujica to a 2-year contract. And finally, the World Cup soccer pairings will be announced on Friday. It'll be interesting to see where the U.S. men's national team winds up in their pool draw. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.